I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent and the most merciful. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are here to present you another episode of The Muslim Lady. If you remember, dear listeners, we have discussed so many issues regarding a Muslim lady, different issues related to family, related to personal issues, related to social issues, related to, you know, marriage issues. So today also, because of Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, we are going to continue the hadith which we presented in the last episode, the beautiful hadith of Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, regarding our meal time.
Yeah, and I'm here also, Razia Najafi, and I'm so happy and glad to be with you listeners with this gift of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. This is a beautiful gift because, you know, what she has left for us, this is a treasure, light, nur, you know, it's truly shining our life, day-to-day life, inshallah.
So let me recap. In our previous episode, we mentioned that
very
in
briefly.
This beautiful hadith, Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, mentioned that there are 12 things very important while sitting in our dining table, meal time. So four of them we have discussed. That were ma'rifah, the awareness, and
rida,
the satisfaction, and
tasmiya,
and
means saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and shukr.
These four things were important and wajib upon every Muslim.
Yeah, wajib means, you know, it's necessary, mandatory. Necessary. So Imam Ali alayhi salam's hadith is so beautiful. He says, whenever you are sitting on your meal table, so say loudly, you know, when you finish your ibadat of eating food with your family especially, you just say loudly, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When you say loudly, others will follow up.
You,
like you are
definitely
reminding others, you know, that is so beautiful. And one more hadith, which is just blew our mind, which says that one who eats with thankfulness gets the same reward as one who has fasted. Wow, you know, fasting is such a great ibadah, sawm, you know, like when Allah Ta'ala, he has revealed the Quran, he said you have to fast whole month of Ramadan as a, you know, thanking Allah Ta'ala, like you want to show your gratitude towards Allah. So fasting, you know, you can get that status of being a sa'im and fast by showing your gratitude, by not only verbally saying Bismillah, but from your inner heart,
deep
when you
heart,
say, deep inside, if you are truly happy, and then you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, as if you are fasting that day. Amazing. You know, it's a good news. It's a tiding for us. Yeah.
And also the recitation of the famous dua before starting your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah, because of this Islamic Republic of Iran, as you know, our children, they taught us this dua when they used to go to kindergarten and nursery. Here, alhamdulillah, they have such an, you know, Islamic environment.
Ooh,
they
absolutely
teach our children the ayah ayat and ahadith and dua, different duas. So you remember Hussein and Qalim, they used to recite this dua.
And Allahumma we have learned from them.
Rizqan halalan tayyiban.
Allahumma rizqna rizqan halalan tayyiban wasi'a.
So whenever they used to recite, from them we have learned. And alhamdulillah, before starting each and every meal, we recite in meal time. So these things, these connect us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they become a source of, you know, sawab and reward. So Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha also says that tasmiyah. Tasmiyah is not only just to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, tasmiyah means you just remember your creator, your khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying any dua, any, you know, Bismillah.
But Bismillah itself so much effect. Like when you are slaughtering an animal without Bismillah, without facing towards Qibla, the same meat, the animal would
becomes
be najas.
Haram.
Haram. So Bismillah, you know, sometimes I feel, wow, look at the effect of this amazing ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So let's move towards the sunnah.
Arba'un fiha sunnah. The continuation of hadith says, and what four things are sunnah?
Number one, I think everyone will surprise, that is wuzu.
فَالْوُضُوءُ قَبْلَ الطَّعَامِ.
Exactly.
It's amazing, because normally we do wuzu for our ibadat, for namaz, for prayers only.
When we want to go to the haram, holy shrine,
to
mosque,
to do ibadat,
exactly, Quran. You know, when we are thinking to recite Quran, we say, oh, I have to do wuzu. You know, something very holy and, you know, special and respectful. So we usually, unfortunately, normally we think, oh, this is a meal time. Let's go and eat without thinking, with ghafla, with negligence.
Just we wash our hands and sit and eat.
That is mostly for our physical, you know, health and benefits. Not for our spiritual. So this is a gate of nur, which Bibi Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha, she's opening towards us, that look to the meal time and dining table in a totally different perspective.
View, perspective.
Amazing.
Which shows that how emphasized we should do upon our meal time, because this is a source of our, you know, when we can say source of our life, whole life, you know. That's why we found in traditions, they say that
al-insanu ma ya'kulu.
Man is whatever he eats.
And do you know,
physically, whatever he eats, you know, his body is becoming from the same food. So if we, you know, do wudu and recite dua and bismillah before this food, so you can think how much benefits we can get from this food, this meal.
Very
it can
profound,
become a source of abundant blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So we as a human being, we have so many choices. You know, whatever actions we do, sometimes we are just eating like animals. And sometimes you can eat like you know, better than animals. Sometimes you can eat better than angels. You know, you can transform and change your each bite. And when you're chewing your food, everything you can turn towards ibadah.
Another point, this hadith shows that how beautiful is our Islam, you know.
I have tears in my eyes, you know, like the way you explain, I love it.
Each and every step of our life, we have rules regarding it, and which can benefit for our life, beneficial for our life, you know, for our spiritual life, for our physical life. Also, so doing wudu before meal makes it a very, very ibadi act. an act of ibadah and worshiping.
100%. And you know, the hukm of wudu has come in Quran in Surah Ma'idah.
Wow,
you know, Surah Ma'idah says you have to do wudu. Ma'idah means dining table. That is a beautiful connection.
What a beautiful connection between Ma'idah and doing wudu before Ma'idah,
exactly.
Before starting your meal. So the second thing is al-julus al-janib al-aysar. This is also a new thing from our listeners.
Very new. Yeah. Very new. I don't think so anyone practice it. And first we have to know, then we will practice. We don't know why we should sit, you know, in such a position that our weight...
body weight should be upon our left side, more than right side.
You know, the same way Hadith says we have to sleep on our right side. You know, now we know the benefit scientifically. The same way, even science proves this one, that when you are sitting on the floor and sitting, putting the pressure on your left side, what will happen? The digestive system, you know, like you are helping your body immensely. Like your body is just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, you're making it digestive systems work very easily.
So I didn't know about this, that whenever I used to sit with the great ulamas, they used to sit in such a position that they were leaning up on their left side. I was surprised why they are sitting like this.
Even I've seen my father and ulama.
Usually people, especially in the Islamic environment, they sit on the floor and they fold their both knees and they sit in such a way. But the great ulamas, they sit in different style. They put on their body weight upon their left side. So now I understood why they do this. You know, this is mustahab.
Exactly. Yeah. And we can remember our lady Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha, you know, in each meal time, we can thank her that, you know, we have such a beautiful mother. You know, this is our soul mother, because she is uplifting our soul, our body, you know, it gives mental health, you know.
So the second thing we did, and the third is wal aklu bi thalathi asabi'.
It's better to eat with our hands, you know, not with spoons, but three fingers.
Definitely.
So eating with hands, even science proves it, that when you are eating with hands, you know, you are touching it, you are feeling it, the pores, you know, can get that taste, you know, and there are so many benefits you people can
so
search about
many
it.
So things are involved and we are not aware of
it.
That's why we use with our spoons and cutlery.
So we don't need now to use so many spoons, and you know, we are saving our dishwasher, you know, it's so much water and liquid and time, so we can eat in one. Sometimes, you know, we can even share our sometimes, you know, even plate. Before we used to eat, I'm not saying to go to that olden era, but you know, like out of love, we can eat with our hands, you know, we can practice it, we can start it from our home, then slowly in our family gatherings, inshallah. I know it's not easy nowadays to switch our habits, which are inbuilt,
especially in official gatherings and official dinners.
Easy,
it's not easy to eat with your hands. But I have seen so many people, richest people, they eat with their hands, and even in 5-star restaurants.
Yeah,
because they have, you know,
I've seen like 24 years back, I was in Birmingham, one restaurant, and you know, that was a bit Islamic touch, traditional, and they make it very chic, very luxury, very beautiful. And they were written that it's better if you on menu and everywhere, it's recommended if you can eat with your hands. So everyone was practicing, you know, many years back. So I said, wow, this is such a beautiful, connection between soul and spirit and, you know, like pleasure. The last one, which is sunnah and recommended, is la'iq al-asabi'. Means what?
To clean your fingers with your mouth. You know, we can say like babies suckle there, you know?
Yeah.
Mom's breast, like that. We should suckle our fingers after eating it. When we eat with our hands, you know, a lot of food is there with our fingers. So it is mustahab to eat and
until
clean
the
our
end.
Fingers.
You know, you are not wasting even one single tiny drop, or you know, like nothing get wasted when you are using
somehow
your finger.
You are being thankful towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and you are not you know, wasting each and every single drop of food. And number one is it shows your humbleness.
Oh.
If you are cleaning your fingers, it shows that you are away of, you know, all these things.
Arrogance
and
furur. Beautiful. Like, even now we don't have time. We are discussing very, like, surfacely, very shallow. Otherwise, it has so much depth. You know, we can talk more and more about each, adab and manners which we are discussing here.
So the last four things, which are ta'adib, means the manners of eating. One of them is fal aklu bima yaliq, eating from the nearest to you, you know, from just in front of you. When the dining table is there, you should eat from just in front of you. I hope our listeners have enjoyed, as 100%. We did enjoy ourselves learning from these beautiful ahadith of Fatimatul Zahra salamullah alayha. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost.